Scripture of Guan Chien. In vas mujini bodhisattva rast, world honored one, possessor of all grace. What reason is there for Holy One, great Guan Chien, to thus be so addressed? The honored one made answer to in verse, just listen to the life of Guan Chien. To calls from every quarter she responds, of oceanic depth her holy vows. A myriad Buddhas has she truly served, for ages past beyond the thought of man, and made for I great vows of purity. When people hear her name and see her form, and think of her not vainly in their hearts, all forms of ill in all the world shall cease. If wishing harm an enemy should try to push another in a fiery pit, the victim should on Guan Chien's great power think, and straightway that fiery pit shall be transformed into a cool and silver lake. If drifting in the vast great ocean's foam, a man should be in danger of his life from monstrous fish or evil beings, let him only think on Guan Chien's great power. At once the sea will all compassion be. If from the top of Sumeru a man be hurled down by an enemy's cruel hand, just let him think on Guan Chien's great power, and like the sun he will remain aloft. If chased by wicked men a man should fall upon a mountain, let him think again of Guan Chien's power, and no injury will e'er a single hair of him sustain. If ringed by enemies, a man should be threatened by them, or with their swords in hand, just let him think on Guan Chien's great power, compassion then within their hearts will dwell. When tyrants persecute a man, and he stands at the place of execution, let him only think on Guan Chien's great power, the executioner's sword will broken be. If bound in chains, in prison, let a man just think on Guan Chien's great holy power. At once the shackles will then set him free. When poisonous herbs or magic threaten harm, the power of Guan Chien, if thought upon, will quickly send the curse back whence it came. If poisonous creatures, evil ones, should come, upon great Guan Chien's power gently dwell, straightway those evil ones dispersed will be. When snakes and scorpions attack a man, exhaling evil poisons, scorching him, by dwelling on great Guan Chien's holy power, they will be turned away with shrieks of fear. When lightning flashes and the thunder rolls, when hailstones beat and rain in torrents pours, the power of Guan Chien, if thought upon, will quickly clear the heavens of the storm. If struck by cruel disaster's evil hand, or tortured by interminable pain, a being flees to Guan Xing's gentle arms. She, being wise and full of mystic power, will save him from all worldly grief and care. With all miraculous powers well endowed, and wildly skilled in knowledge of all things, in all the world, in all the quarters, there is not a place where Quan Chi In does not go. Hell's evil spirits, beastly creatures, all the evil ways of living, all the pain that comes from birth, old age, disease, and death, will for eternity all pass away. Great Guan Xing views all the world in truth, free from defilement, loving, knowing all. Full of compassion, she must always be prayed to, adored for all eternity. She is a light pure, spotless like the sun. With wisdom does she darkness all dispel, subverting all effects of wind and fire. Her all-illumining light fills all of the world. As thunder shakes the universe, does she control her loving body, and her thought of great compassion, like a cloud from which a rain of Dharma comes as nectar down, destroys the flames of evil passions all. When threatened by court judgments or in camp, the military should a man oppress, let him but think on Quan Xing's great power, and all his enemies will be dispersed. She is a most exquisite voice, a voice that all the world encompasses, the voice of Brahma, voice of oceans, one that all the voices of the world does much excel. Because of this, our thoughts must always dwell upon her. Let us never cherish thoughts of doubt about Guan Xing, who is all pure and holy and a refuge true, protecting in all grief, in trouble, death, disaster. She possesses merit all, regards all things with a compassionate eye, and, like the ocean, holds within herself a mass of virtues inestimable. For this she must forever be adored. Then rose up from his seat Jiji Bosatsu to stand before the Buddha, saying thus, "World-honored one, they who this scripture hear of Quan Xing Bosatsu must indeed no small amount of merit gain. For here her life of perfect action is described. This is the life of one who, all endowed with powers all miraculous, appears in all directions." When the Buddha thus finished the recitation in the hall of this great scripture, which makes clearly plain the life and work of the All-Sided One, all the people present then, a great concourse in number 84,000 strong, with all their hearts cherished a longing deep for the supreme enlightenment with which nothing.